Trump to appear on NBC's Meet the Press, first network interview since election. President-elect Donald Trump will be interviewed on NBC's Meet the Press, his first network interview since he won the November 5 election, the outlet announced on December 4. The interview will air this Sunday, December 8, said the network, which added that portions of the interview will air ahead of the broadcast. The program airs at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Meet the Press host Kristen Welker last interviewed Trump in September 2023, when the presidential candidate said, "I don't consider us to have much of a democracy right now." The interview, which was his only one with a network during the 2024 election cycle, attracted 12 million views on YouTube. The days and weeks before Election Day were marked by numerous media appearances from the Republican candidate, including on podcasts and other programs watched by many younger Americans such as Aiden Ross's stream. Trump was a guest on The Joe Rogan Experience on October 25. On November 4, the day before Election Day, Rogan endorsed Trump in an X post featuring a podcast with Elon Musk. Since the election, however, the president-elect's sole interview has been with Fox News Digital. In order to make America great again, it is very important, if not vital, to have a free, fair, and open media or press, Trump said during that interview. Over the years, Trump has appeared several times on Meet the Press, a program he once nicknamed Meet the Depressed. In a 2016 appearance before he was first elected president, Trump defended his speech at that year's Republican National Convention, which some in the media characterized as negative. "Sure, I talk about the problems, but we're going to solve the problems," he told NBC's Chuck Todd. During an interview on the program in 2023, Trump spoke about the possibility of President Joe Biden pardoning his son, Hunter Biden. The younger Biden received a pardon for his convictions on gun and tax-related charges in addition to sparing him from being charged for any of his actions spanning the decade from January 1, 2014, to December 1, 2024. Trump also said he would consider pardoning those convicted as a result of participating in the Stop the Steal rally and protest at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Since the election, Trump has named all of his cabinet nominees and key selections for other senior administration posts. He is expected to have a full agenda on his first day in office. The first hours of the new Trump presidency include executive orders related to illegal immigration, tariffs, energy, as well as diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in the U.S. government.